Hey, Devin, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Were you a little surprised you were practicing indoors today?
Yeah, I mean, we always go off whatever we're told. You know, we never kind of know how that shakes out. But usually, I mean, we was in there, I guess that was like 2 weeks ago, but that was only because we was outside and the lightning struck. So these days are rare.
You guys have faced Ryan Tannehill, you know, his entire career. He started right away as a rookie. How has he changed as a quarterback?
I think like any player, he's just continued to get better. I think the one thing that sticks out is still very athletic, can make plays when he decides to run, but continues to do a good job throwing the deep ball when that's not there, taking what the defense gives him, throwing it into space to a lot of his guys who are really good with the ball in their hands. So, to me, he's just made all the progressions as a quarterback, which makes him a really tough guy to play against now.
And what was the theme, especially defensively this week? Was it energy, excitement, tackling? Was there any one thing that stepped up that was might have been a point of emphasis, not game plan wise, but just in terms of overall feeling?
Yeah, tackling is definitely one of them for this week, just because the weapons we're playing against and how much you'll be in open field and space, and then playing fast. We just want to go out there and play fast and be aggressive from the beginning all the way to the end of the game. So I think for us as players, that's something we talked about that, like you just said, doesn't have to do with scheme or anything. It's all about kind of effort or want to and then being sound tacklers.
What did the film study show you what the issues were in terms of tackling?
I mean, tackling always comes down to the same thing, either leverage or, you know, not wrapping guys up. So I think no matter what, when you don't tackle well, that's usually always the thing that sticks out that you see. So it comes back to just what we've been practicing since training camp of our fundamentals of wrapping guys up, using the right leverage, using your teammates. So that's something I think that's always a work in progress. Like, you can tackle well one game and not the next game. And that all comes down to focus and making sure you get it done.
Josh Gordon's been on the team now about 2 weeks. How do you think he's fit in so far?
He's been good. I mean, he's like everybody else, and he's working. Obviously, he's a new guy, so he's trying to pick everything up. But it's been good to see him out there working with the guys, trying to get ready to be out there playing. So I think the good thing about our locker room is we always welcome everyone that comes in here and try to help them prepare and be ready to go.
And it seems like a talented receiving core that Miami has. Is Amendola fitting well into that scheme they have?
Yeah, Dola's a guy that, to me, will fit into any scheme. Plays extremely hard, tough guy in the slot to stay with. You know, he's a guy that you always need to know where he's at. And I think there in Miami, you kind of see him play outside too. So, you know, definitely fitting in well.
When you look at this team coming in this weekend and you talk about emotions, you've been through a few of these where early season, some of the disappointing performances, and it, I don't want to say must win, but it almost feels that way. Do you get the sense in your locker room that the guys on the team feel that this is a must win?
No, I got the sense that guys want to go out there and win because we've lost, but I don't have the sense that if we don't win, our season's over. And to me, that's what like must win means. Like, if we don't win Sunday, then we might as well just hang it up. I don't have that feeling, but I do have that sense of urgency that every guy in here understands. You know, losing two games back to back is not acceptable and not what we want to do. We put a lot of work in here. You want that to result in a win, so that's us coming together and going out there playing for each other.
I know it's a business and you guys have to treat it as such, but what were your thoughts when you first heard that Rob Gronkowski was almost traded this offseason?
Honestly, I didn't even think about it because he's here now. A lot of that is kind of just personal, I think, for him. But like you said, it's a business, and I'm happy he's on our team and we won't got to cover him on Sunday.
When you look at that that Miami offense, what is the one threat that you have to make sure doesn't happen to your defense?
Big plays, and it's not just in the passing game. It's either Albert Wilson coming in, he's run, you know, different. I guess it's a pass play on the chart, but like a speed sweep run play. Same thing with Grant. And then obviously in the passing game too with Stills and Parker going deep. So that's one thing we really have to try to avoid is giving up the big play.
Devin, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck on Sunday.